Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall.
Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about, well, we're going to wrap up our week of discussion about technology and the influence of technology and digital media on our...
You didn't use my name.
I know I didn't.
Did you do that on purpose?
I did.
Did you really?
I did.
I've been waiting since yesterday.
I know.
Okay.
Because you knew I was ready to pounce. I did, and you teased me about it, and so I was like, you know what, I will show him.
Because normally Dr. B says, Richard... Today we're going to talk about, like, I don't know what we're going to talk about. So we were jostling about it yesterday. So you left me out today. I feel bad now. I feel neglected.
But Richard, today we're going to talk about the influence of Silicon Valley. There, I did it that way.
How's that? Thank you. I feel better now.
Is that better? All right. But the influence of Silicon Valley, because it's a really interesting... This article that we're talking about is a really interesting evaluation of where things are. It's a long article.
Longer than what we normally post.
Right. And we're not going to go through all of it. We're just going to pull a couple of things out of it, but we really encourage you to read it because, man, there's a lot of stuff.
The reason it's long is he touches on several important points. There isn't a single focus. I mean, it sort of has a broad theme.
Right.
And you can tell, you can see from the title that what it's about. But there are several themes. When you and I were talking about how we were going to approach this, there are so many pieces to it that it would be impossible to touch on everything. But yeah, we do encourage, read it, because there's good stuff in there about this problem. I say problem.
Situation.
Right.
Circumstance.
Silicon Valley, if you listen to the news, is really, I think, because of the Facebook business and Analytica and... it's beginning to draw attention, and some people, I heard a woman, she's a professor somewhere of media, saying that, and other people are saying the same thing, that Silicon Valley used to be an innovator, but it has sort of crystallized, and they're not really producing much of value anymore.
Yeah.
You know? So Silicon Valley is getting a lot of attention, and much of it is negative.
Right.
You know.
Right. Well, the title of this article is How Silicon Valley Spooks and the Super Rich Took Control of the 21st Century. And it was published in The Independent.
Right.
And
recently.
April 5th.
In April,
So it's really important that we talk about some of these things because of the influence. And we've been talking all week about the influence of, you know, persuasive technology and what it... You know how it encourages us, or at least marinates us in a way that makes us want to engage in technology, and this sort of takes it to the next level because you know the last podcast that we did, the one that came out on Friday, the Awakening, we talk about being aware, just knowing what's out there, what's happening. And this takes it to the next level. This takes it to the next level exponentially.
Right. One of the things that I really like about this article is that we hear a lot of talk about how somebody, whether it's the Russians or the super rich or somebody manipulated the 2016 election.
Right.
Okay, somebody influenced. And I always wonder, how do you influence an election? How would the internet be used? How did they, what if the Russians did it, what were they doing?
Right.
And I've always wondered, and after I read this article, I said, oh, okay, now I had a somewhat better understanding of how you can influence people's opinions with the internet. And as I read it, I thought, well, this is the same kind of influence that TV had. And it made me think of Mad Men and that TV show.
Right, Mad Men.
It's just advertising. Right. This is what advertisers have been doing since the beginning of time.
Right. Yeah. So, and that's one of the things that we're going to dance a little bit
you
today.
Smiled when I said madman.
I know, because you said madman, then admin, and then you went back to madman.
Well, it's Madison Avenue, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Advertisers,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to, because we're going to try to avoid a lot of the specific political talk, because,
right.
You know, all of that stuff is still emerging, and we, you know, we don't know where that's going. And they even mentioned here in the article about, you know, Mark Zuckerberg's testimony. Now, by the time we're recording this, he's already testified
2 days
for
yeah,
2 days.
Today's day three.
And but when this was written, you know, the expectation he was going to be, you know, this was before he testified. So,
right.
But we're not going to get into. So we're not going to get into the political piece of it, except from the perspective of, you know, I think it's really important that we acknowledge or recognize or at least consider how we're being influenced by the information that we're receiving. You know, we think so often that we, you know, that
we have free will.
Free will. Again, that's a discussion we really need to have on the podcast. But, you know, we think that we are free thinkers and that, you know, we have all, we literally have all of this information at our fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
But how much information, how diverse of information are we actually getting?
Think of it this way. When you go onto your computer, you're getting ads that are targeted to you.
Right.
The computer knows, the internet knows what you've been purchasing. So you're getting ads specifically targeted to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to get an ad for a pickup truck.
Yeah.
Because I've never looked at pickup trucks, so I'll probably never get an ad for that.
Right.
It's the same thing with political information. Once they know the stuff you're looking at, and they know.
Right.
You're going to be bombarded with more of that stuff. You're not going to hear the other side.
Right.
You're only going to hear what you've been looking for.
Right.
What I get in my computer at election time is very different than what my cousin is going to get because he votes very differently than I do.
Yeah.
So he's going to get data into his computer that support the position that he holds. I'm going to get information in my computer for the positions that I hold.
And what's interesting is that this affects us all the time.
Because every day.
Because, Richard, sometimes you'll come in and you'll say, hey, Bernie, did you read that article in Google News about such and such?
Right.
And I was like,
nope.
And
it didn't come in.
And you'll say, just go to Google News and look. And I'll go to Google News and I'll have a whole list of news reports that aren't even related to the things that you got.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because you're getting different articles than I'm getting.
Right.
Okay. And that's what many people don't understand about the internet.
I'm getting articles about the upcoming Marvel movies and Star Wars.
And that's how you know about. And I keep thinking, how does he know about all this stuff? And why doesn't he know about congressional testimony? Because he's more interested in Marvel comics.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you learn. That's how.
Yeah.
I never get anything about Marvel. Nothing about Marvel comics ever comes into my computer.
Let me use your computer a few days, and you will start getting
lots
of that stuff.
And I would get different information.
You will.
And that's what everybody needs to understand.
Mm-hmm.
As parents struggle to understand what's going on, your children are getting, they're receiving information based on what they're looking at.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and we've alluded all week to the idea of algorithms and these powerful algorithms, and today we're going to talk a little bit about those.
What exactly is an algorithm? I know what it is, but when we use the word algorithm, what are we talking about?
An algorithm is just a fancy math formula.
It's a math formula.
It's a statistical formula. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That just pulls particular data, data about what you're looking at, how frequently you click on different things, how long you stay on a particular page, you know, just some of those different behaviors.
Where you go, how long you stay,
mm-hmm.
how often you return,
mm-hmm.
what time of day,
yeah,
you know, all those things get dropped into a formula.
Right.
And it says, based on all this, this is who you are. And this is what we're going to send to you.
And this is the incredible thing about those algorithms. According to the article, if you have 150 likes on something in Facebook, the algorithm that they are using can predict your behavior better than a family member.
Right. I think that's absolutely amazing.
So, okay, so got that. If you post something,
right,
and you are doing something, and you have some things that have 150 likes,
mm-hmm.
On your Facebook, they can predict, their algorithm can predict your behavior better than a family member.
They will predict how you're voting. They'll predict where you eat. They'll predict what car you're going to buy. They can predict all that stuff.
If you 300,
right?
If you have 300 likes with your face on your Facebook page, they can predict your behavior and they know you better than your spouse.
That's right. Now that's a powerful algorithm.
Yes, and I think it tells us two things. One, it tells us how powerful these algorithms are getting and how precise they're getting with and you know, not that we have to get into statistics and everything, but the way that they strengthen the algorithms is through the refinement of the constants. There's a, in the formula, you have an unknown variable, and that's the information that they get mm-hmm. from your site. But in front of that, they multiply that by a constant. Mm-hmm. And the more specific, the more accurate that constant is, the better your formula is going to predict things. So they're just getting really good with those constants.
Right.
But the other thing that I think is so important with this, and this actually came out in Mark Zuckerberg's testimony on the first day, mm-hmm. is what we're posting.
Right.
You know, the things that you post, we think that we're just innocently posting mm-hmm. things about where we are, where we're going, what we're doing, and those kinds of things. But the more that you post, the more mm-hmm. information they have about who you are, and the That's more right. that they refine those algorithms.
Where you are, who you're with, what you're doing,
right?
All that stuff gets collected. It's always being collected,
right? During his testimony, Mark Zuckerberg was asked if he would announce during the hearing, and I can't remember which senator was asking him this, but asked him if he would announce what hotel he was staying at.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "You know, no, I'm not going to do that." And he goes, "Well, would you tell us where you're going for dinner tonight?" And he's, "No, I'm not going to do that." And he goes, and so they were getting at. Yet that's what comes out on Facebook.
That's right.
And I was thinking that, you know, so we'd be perfectly willing to put it out on Facebook, but we wouldn't be willing to announce it on.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of people post those things. I'm going out to eat here. You know, I checked in at this place or that place. And I admit that I have done that some too, but I don't put where I am, you know. When I arrive here at the office in the morning, I don't check in and you know, say, "Hey, I've arrived at, you know, PAC Florida."
I always chuckle when people say, "We're in North Carolina having a ball for this week,"
mm-hmm.
which means our house is not our house is empty. So come on over.
That's a completely different
right.
But it's, I mean, you're right.
People are doing that.
You're right. And but you know, as I was listening to that, and I wish that Mark Zuckerberg would have said this, but you know, the clip that I heard, you know, he didn't say it, is that, you know, well, I wouldn't post that on my Facebook anyways. I'm not right. going to announce it here. So yes, you can be critical of, you know, the fact that right. you can do that on Facebook, but I don't do that on Facebook.
Yeah, we have friends who take pictures of everything, the hotel they're staying mm-hmm. at, the games that they go to, the plays that they go to, the places that they eat, and everything is out there too.
Yeah.
And they have, I don't post that kind of stuff.
Right.
My kids do, I think.
Yeah.
You know,
when
we go on vacation, they take a lot of photos and put it onto Facebook or whatever, Instagram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but again, the point is that the more that you're posting about those kinds of things, the mm-hmm. better they are going to be at predicting your behavior.
Right. And back to the election, I have a cousin who votes, he and she are at one end of the political spectrum.
He and his wife.
I think it's his, yeah. Yes, he and his wife. Actually, it's two different cousins.
Oh.
And I'm not at the extreme end, but I'm not at their end. And we are getting very different information.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If I'm a Hillary Clinton supporter, I start reading stuff about her, I'm going to get information about mm-hmm. her. And the Democratic National Committee is going to know me.
Right.
Whether I'm registered right. or not, they're going to know that Richard Marshall is reading mm-hmm. this stuff. So I'm going to get that stuff. If these people are reading anti-Hillary Clinton articles,
mm-hmm.
if they start clicking into, she did this and Bill Clinton did this and this was dishonest and Whitewater and all the stuff that they did. That's what they're going to be fed.
Right.
And when you talk about, people talk about the base, Donald Trump's base, they were fed all the stuff that they were looking for. We call that confirmatory bias.
Right.
They were getting what they were looking for.
Right. Okay?
And you have this concept. And so in the course of the campaign, my cousins who had this political viewpoint, that hardened and increased, and they were even more fervent in their support because they had gotten what they thought was the real story.
Right.
They didn't know that everything that came in there was designed to do just that.
Right.
Did the same thing to me.
Right.
I mean, the stuff I was receiving did the same thing to me.
Right.
And that's the important thing that you have to know.
Right.
The information you're getting is not what you're choosing. And I think when you talk about the algorithm, I think that what you post carries more weight than what you read.
Right.
Because they know, if you're posting it, they know it has more importance to you than something you're just reading.
Right, yeah. So again, that's the constant. It weighs heavier when you're posting something or when you repost something or when you link to something than when you just are on the page reading something.
That's right.
So it's, you know, again, the moral of this part of the story is you have to be very cognizant of what you're receiving and what you're reading and what comes into your news feed.
Right.
Because just because, you know, every news story that you receive is a pro-Donald Trump story or a, you know, pro, or not pro, anti, what? The word just went out of my mind and I just was, what is the word? Anti-immunization. You know, we did the podcast a couple of months ago about the autism and immunizations, and we started getting some pretty we got a few comments from people who were on the side of anti-immunization.
That's a good example.
And but if that's what you're reading and posting about, you're only going to get information that supports your idea.
That's right.
So it could be political or it could be non-political. It could be just, you know, medical, or it could be, you know, conspiratorial in different ways.
Right.
But if that's what you're reading, that's what you're going to get. And just because it's all you get doesn't mean that it's all that's out there.
Right.
That's sort of what I took a long time to get to.
And that's why when people talk about whether it's, regardless of what the topic is, I always worry a little about when people say, anti-research or anti-science, or we don't need that. You know, they devalue research because what we depend on are these independent studies. Because what you're getting is tailored for you, but there's another world out there that you need to consider, that you need to know about, you need to think about. And I think about people who only watch or listen to one particular news channel, or one particular radio program. If all you're listening to is that, that's your belief system.
Right. Yeah. If all you're watching is Fox News, you're going to maintain and hold many of the opinions that those on Fox News have.
Because
if you only listen to and watch MSNBC, you're only going to have their views and their perspectives.
Right.
So you have to, and you know, we're not trying to encourage anyone to. Yeah. You know, lean in either particular direction, but just be aware that this is happening.
Right.
Be aware that you're being influenced.
Mm-hmm.
Be aware that you're being guided and led in a particular direction because of these algorithms and because of the way that technology works.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's in many ways what has happened because with these is coming out with this whole Cambridge Analytica story. That, you know, they were able to get this data from Facebook and apply it to their algorithms.
That's right. They took all the information that Facebook had stored, all those likes that we just talked about. So they had this very accurate information on large numbers of people who had used Facebook. And they were able to take that information and probably influence the election because they could target that audience.
Right.
And they could target enough people in enough states. And it didn't take that much.
Right.
I mean, seven states decided the election in 2016.
Right. And one of the things that the article intimates, the way that I read it, it doesn't come out and say it so as directly. But, you know, before the election, when there were, you know, dozens of Republican candidates, mm-hmm. and you know, a dozen or so Democratic candidates, mm-hmm. Or Democratic candidates, their algorithm, the information that they had and was plugging in based upon some data from Facebook, said, you know what, the American people are looking for this type of candidate.
Right.
They're looking for a person who is non-traditional, who is not part of the Washington establishment. And so when you know, kind of go through the different candidates, Donald Trump fit that model, mm-hmm. that they had. And as they kind of watched it and looked at what was happening, it was fitting their mm-hmm. their algorithm very, very well.
Right.
Again, they're able to make these predictions and you know, focus support and attention in a particular direction because of what we're doing.
Right.
They're taking our behavior and then influencing our behavior because of our behavior.
Right. That's right. It comes back.
Yeah.
Because they know. And if we go back to the title of this article, which mm-hmm. is How They Took Over, one of the things that he's concerned about is these super wealthy individuals,
right.
billionaires.
Right.
Okay. $1 billion is a lot of money. I mean, you can throw a few tens of millions and not miss it.
Yeah.
I mean, $1 billion is an enormous amount of money. People don't realize what $1 billion looks like, okay, compared to $1 million. $1 million is paltry compared to $1 billion. And so if you're a billionaire, you can take $10 or $20 million, and that's all it takes to mm-hmm. get these data.
Right.
If you have $1 billion, you can go access these data.
Right.
And you can do what you can predict whatever you want to predict.
Yeah.
And what this writer is worried about is that now wealthy individuals who used to just give to the party,
right.
Democrat or Republican right. party, they used to give money to the party and then the party would decide how to spend it. Now a wealthy individual can control all the data himself or herself.
Right.
The author mentions different individuals who may have done that
right.
during the last election.
Right.
And what he's worried about is you get a concentration of power
right.
In a few individuals.
Right.
So you take a Jeff Bezos or Robert Mercer or Bill Gates or mm-hmm. Mark Zuckerberg. They're so fabulously, or these hedge fund people,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, the head of Instagram or PayPal, or it doesn't matter what the company is. They have enough money.
Mm-hmm.
And the internet gives them a very accessible way mm-hmm, mm-hmm. of influencing public opinion.
Right.
Now, we have always had wealthy individuals
right.
affect campaigns. I mean,
right.
Andrew Carnegie and John D. Rockefeller, and those people influenced political decisions in
yeah.
their day.
Right.
They did it in a different way,
mm-hmm.
but surely they did it.
Right. It was the technology of that day.
That's right. They used whatever whether it was newspapers or magazines mm-hmm. or when the radio came out.
Right.
You know, National Socialist Party in Germany, Goebbels and Hitler were very good at radio.
Mm-hmm.
Franklin Roosevelt used that radio mm-hmm. medium very effectively. When TV came out, there are people who argue that John Kennedy was elected because of the way
right.
he looked on TV compared to the way Richard Nixon looked
mm-hmm.
on TV. And so it's whatever medium is
mm-hmm.
out there is what people are going to use,
right.
whether it's newspapers, magazines, radios,
right.
or TV, or now it's the internet. You are being influenced. It's just that we're better at it today because we have
right.
more information.
Right. And we are freely giving that information.
We volunteer it.
You know, anytime we post, anytime we're clicking on things, and you know, this is not in any way an anti-Facebook post or podcast. It's not in any way an anti-social media
no.
podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's a be aware of what's happening.
Know the technology.
You know, right.
When back in the 80s, there was a professor at one of the universities, and he did this wonderful course on television. Mm-hmm. And it was when we were really beginning to understand the power mm-hmm. of television, because a lot of research had been done in the 60s and 70s. And he taught this course about television, and it was really helpful to know what TV producers do to get you. They want to keep you watching. They want to keep mm-hmm. you on the screen. Mm-hmm. They want to keep you, and because you are the audience that pays the advertisers. Mm-hmm. And the more audience you have, the more you can charge right. for advertisers. And once you knew that, it helped you to watch programs instead of watching TV. You know, right. that whole idea. Let's watch programs, not watch TV.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Same with this. Yeah. Know the medium. Know what's going on behind the curtain.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Did you have any other points that you wanted to hit?
No.
We kind of covered it.
I wish we could do more. Explain better what Cambridge Analytica is and does, mm-hmm. but it takes because it's a fascinating world
right.
that these people live in.
Right.
And they live in a very different world than the rest of us.
Yeah.
Whether it's Cambridge Analytica, Assange, mm-hmm. Julian mm-hmm. Assange, and who's the other one? The other whistleblower who's in jail somewhere and has to live in another country.
I know the white-haired guy.
Right. No, that's Julian Assange.
Oh.
But there's another one who had to leave the country.
I don't remember.
But you have, this is a world that you just need to know about. Know how
yeah.
it works.
Yeah.
Know how you're being influenced, but also know how your children are being influenced, because
right.
they clearly are being targeted. We are all being targeted.
Right.
Remember that movie, The Circle?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
And that sort of is a clever depiction of this mm-hmm. world, because that is what's happening.
It's a great movie with Tom Hanks and
Emma Watson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good.
Right. We are all being watched. Mm-hmm. We are all watching, and we're all being watched.
Absolutely.
So please know that.
Yeah. So, all right. That is it then
that
for
was
today.
Nice
but
way
definitely,
to spend a Saturday.
Definitely read the article. There's a lot more in there than what we covered. So.
Right.
Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We'd be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.